Erev Chag HaSukkos, Shnas Tov Shin Samach Vav. And we're holding by Sabbath Josh.
The Heilige Mishnah.
Adir Alev Amid Beis. Hekshir Mavui. Well, we finally get around to discussing what the Hekshir Mavui is after having had a long discussion about Koros in the beginning. So Hekshir Mavui Beit Shammai Omrim Lechi Bekora, or Beit Hillel Omrim O Lechi O Kora. The Gemara's Havamina, very briefly, is that Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel are talking here about a Mavui that was Mefulash. Because the opening Mishnah was talking about a Mavui that was Satum. And here when he says Lechi Bekora, he means on one end and the other end. Not that he's talking about on the same end. And therefore, the Gemara will ask, well, what about the whole machlokas we had in the Gemara about the Mavui Mefulash, Hananya, the Tanakhama, and so on? Okay, but it turns out that Lamaisa, we're talking about our Mavui Satum, and Beit Shammai meant you need a Lechi and a Korah on the single end that's open. Ubeit Hillel Omrim, O Lechi, O Korah, which is the way we've been assuming all along. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Lechayayin, you actually need to have cheeks, one on either side of the Mavui. Yishum Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Talmid Echad, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was quoted Rabbi Yishmael by a particular Talmud that Lo Nechu Beit Shammai Beit Hillel Amavu Shupachot Mi Arba Amot Shunitro B'Lechi Ubekora. There never was a Machloket Beit Shammai Beit Hillel on a Mavui that was less than 4 Amot. There, if it's so thin, then it's not a problem. Amanechba Rochav Mi Arba Amot V'Ad Es. If you've got a petach from 4 to 10, and over there, Beit Shammai Omrim Lechi V'Kora, Beit Hillel Omrim O Lechi O'Kora. Omer Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva responded to him, there is no such distinction. There's no difference between the petach of Arba Amot or a petach of Eser Amot. It's all the same. And the machloket Beit Shammai Beit Hillel is on both. Now, assuming that we're talking about a Mavui Mefulash, the Gemara is rather shocked. Kiman, Delokech Hananya V'Delokech Tanakam. Before we had that whole machloket about a Mavui Mefulash, what exactly does it need? Does it need blood? I mean, according to Chananya, it's a machloket, Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel, maybe both sides have doors. Is it Tzurat HaPetach sufficient? According to the Tanakhama, we have a machloket, Rav and Shmuel. How do we paskin? All of a sudden we discover a Mishnah that if it's referring to a Mavui Mefulash, it's ignoring everything that we thought up until this minute. Omer Gita, no, Hachi Kamar. Hachi Mavui Satum Ketzad. Believe it or not, they're arguing on a Mavui that is closed from three sides and is only open up to the street on one. And there, Beit Shammai is nonetheless saying Lechi V'Korah, Beit Hillel Omri Mo Lechi. And apparently, I mean, Beit Shammai, who says Lechi V'Korah, I guess he must hold the Mimra Kasafri Beit Shammai Arbam Chitzot Dioraita. He seems to be so makpid to create the Rishut Hayachid, which will be the Mavui, to allow to carry within the Mavui, that he wants to make sure that it's Ki'ilu Satum, that it should be covered from the top and from the side. In other words, he wants a real Mechitza, because less than that may not be enough, and that you need 4 Mechitzot in order to turn something into a Rishut Hayachid. No. The Zrok is always the code word for the Din Dioraita. It's the Chiyav of throwing from Rishut Rabim and Rishut Hayachid Kozrika. So the Zrok from outside in, of course you would be Chayev even Shalosh Mechitzot. So Mishalosh should be Chayev. L'taltel, however, to allow carrying within the Mavui Adi Garba. So over there indeed you also need 4 Mechitzot. And it's not enough to have just a Lechi or a Korah. Beit Hillel Omrim O Lechi O Korah. So does that mean that according to Beit Hillel, actually Shalosh Mechitzot is what's the Dioraita, and then we're now adding this Drabonon Heker, however we want to define the Mavui, the Korah and the Lechi, as we'll see, or we've already seen partially. So it's like, well, not necessarily. We cannot really say that with less than 3 Mechitzot that Beit Hillel would have held that it's not Rishut Hayachid Dioraita. It could well be that Beit Hillel holds that Lizrok Mishtayim with the Mechayet. Maybe even 2 Mechitzot would be Dioraita, if you throw in from Rishut Rabim into such a Mavui. But the Taltel Adika Shalosh. In order for us to be matir tiltol, the reason he's talking about a Mavui Satum is because we won't even start discussing a heter of tiltol in the Mavui unless you have 3 Mechitzot Dioraita, and then this additional heker of Lechi Okora. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Lechayayin. When Rabbi Eliezer is saying Lechayayin, was he saying Lechayayin in addition to the Korah that Beit Shammai said? No, I'm saying Beit Shammai says Lechi V'Korah. And Rabbi says, no, that's not enough. You need Lechayayin, meaning Lechayayin V'Korah. So basically, he's describing almost a Tzurat HaPetach, except it doesn't have the requirements of Tzurat HaPetach. It has to be on top and so on and so forth. But he wants it to be marked on all three sides, above and on the two sides of the Mechitz. Is that what he's saying? Or is he saying, forget about the Korah. If you're going to use a Lechi, it's got to be 2 Lechis. So he's saying Lechayayin below Korah. On Tashma, Maaseh, Rabbi Eliezer, Shalach, Etz, Rabbi Yossi, Ben Breda, Talmidor. Rabbi Eliezer went Well, it's always terrible when Rebbe comes to visit. He's always got problems with your mezuzahs, with your sukkah, with your God knows what. Anyway, so poor Rebbe Yossi ben Preda had to entertain Rebbe Eliezer, and he comes to him in Umalim. He found him sitting in a mavli that only was nitter with one lechi. Which, of course, is the way we pastor. Amalo, me, my son, what's gotten to you? Put up another lechi. I say lechi acher. Oh my love, lechi l'sotmo. I need sorry. I understand. Do I have to turn it into like a doorway that it should be all? It should look like it's completely closed up. Oh my lechi, yisatein umabakach. What do you care? So it'll be closed. No, what's the shlag? Amr Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, lo nech leku beit shamay beit hillel amavi. Amr Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, lo nech leku beit shamay beit hillel amavi shupachot mi'arba amot. She'eino tzarich klum. Amar nech la'orachav mi'arba amot v'adeser. She'beit shamay amrim lechi v'kura. Beit hillel amrim o lechi o kura. Okay, so this is what he tells him over. Katani miyad v'chila sotmo. Why did he tell him? V'chila sotmo anim dritz. He didn't say to be sotere. He said, put up another lechi. If he said v'chila sotmo anim dritz, the implication is he's trying to mark off the whole wall. So he's complaining. Sometimes he took for granted that he means you have to have with the Korah to left. If you're going to tell me that it was marked on all three sides, you can call that. I mean, you're basically marking off the whole thing, closing the whole wall. That would explain his language. But if you're telling me lechayayim below Korah, what way is he? Is that closing it on? Doesn't look closed. There's a little lechi on either side. There's no Korah on top. So why would he use the words v'chila sotimo, ma'ila sotimo? Okay, Kalmar, he means, what's the point of another lechi? Isn't that guy got to block the way here with more lechis? I got no problems with one lechi. So v'chila sotimo v'lechayayim on either side. Why do I need to jam up my nice door with my doorway with more lechis? So just putting down the concept. What you're not achieving anything. All you're doing is making the petach smaller. There's no additional hecker with a lefty on the other side. He didn't mean making me the tzirata petach, but it should be actually a closed pizza in the sense of a stylistic closed pizza. I mean, literally. What's the whole point of this? Just that it jams up the door? Oh, my man. You said that Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, obviously, was so quoted as saying, lo nechleku beit shamay beit hillel amavli shepachot mi'arba amot she'eino tzarech klum. But what about the Talmid in the Mishnah that quotes Rabbi Yishmael, but Anansnan, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Talmid Akar lifnei Rabbi Yishmael, nechleku beit shamay beit hillel amavli shepachot mi'arba amot she'eino tzarech klum. I mean, here Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, you said that arba amot doesn't need anything. If it's such a small entrance, then it's clearly not going to be confused with Shiva Rabbi. So I'd explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah quotes him as saying it's not, doesn't need anything, but that it needs either a lechi or a korah. On Rav Ashi, no, he meant to say, "Okifama, eino tzarech klum," meaning that Beit Shammai is I wouldn't need my whole fancy tikkun of a lechi and a korah to Beit Shammai. And Rebbe Eliezer would say, certainly if it's only four, it doesn't require lechayayin in the way I normally ought to. Rebbe Eliezer, when it says klum, it means standard, like we always thought, o lechi o korah to Beit Hillel. When you say four amot, so how small could it be before you're ready to say it doesn't need anything? Now you're saying four amot. Okay, so up till what minimal size is it? Do we have now this halacha? Omar Rav Achli, Tam Rav Yechiel, ad arba'a. It can be even as small as four tefachim and still requires a tikkun. Less than four tefachim, fine, doesn't need a tikkun. And as we saw before, this is considered to be the minimum size of a petach batua. Omar Sheikh, Omar Rav Yirmiyah Barav, Omar Rav, Modim Chachamim L'Rebbe Eliezer B'Pasei Chatzel. You should know that the Chachamim, it's not quite clear who the Chachamim are, but we'll see. Whoever these Chachamim are, they're moda that although in a mavui we may except O Lefi O Korah. But when it comes to a chatzer that is nifrat, as we already saw, there's a shita that holds that you need two passing on either side of the chatzer. That was the chatzer haktana, shita chatzer gdola. We made a case in which on either side of the chatzer haktana, from within, from within the chatzer hagdola, that you required the two passing. And we didn't say it's sufficient to treat it like a mogul, to have just on one side. So there the chachamim are made, that indeed you need two. Just like Rebbe Eliezer says, it seems so strange to us, by the mavli. Remember that the definition of a chatzer is essentially geometric. In other words, if you have an area which is not longer than it's wider, so machlokes we're talking about specifically, does it have to be square? Could it be rectangular? That we'll see later on as we go what defines the geometric proportions of a chatzer. But whatever it is, the chatzer is nitar only with two pasim. We saw earlier, shita of Rebbe Yossi, which we're trying to say Rebbe agreed to, that those pasim have to also be three tvachim. And by the way, we're
and it's worthwhile to remember this because we're going to be accessing that memory in a moment, that would explain why we needed the Chutzer Gedela to be one amma larger than the Chutzer Ketana, because it allowed for either side of the break in the wall to have three tefachim, which is one amma, six tefachim, two times three. So we did the Pasei HaChatzer. Which would imply that, no, there's a machloket when it comes to Pasei Chatzer, whether you need two, or whether it's sufficient even for Chatzer to have one, just like a mavui. Omer of Nachman, by the way, it's not that these are two contradictory things. The modim chachamim refers to one, and the halacha refers to another. When we say modim chachamim, man modim, who are these chachamim that are made? Rebbe. It's Rebbe who holds, even though by a mavui one is sufficient, that you need two when it comes to a chatzer haputza and to another chatzer. But when we say halacha, which implies, of course, the klal b'pligi, I'm going to pasken halacha, if nobody's arguing on you, man poligale, who is the one that indeed argues? It's not Rebbe, it's the rabbanan that argue on Rebbe in the following braita, the Tanya. Chatzer niteret b'pasechad, that is the rabbanan we're referring to. Rebbe, omer b'shnei pasim. Omer b'asi, omer Rebbe Yochanan. Here Rebbe Asi quotes Rebbe Yochanan is also saying a chatzer requires two pasim. How could you say that? How could Rabbi Yochanan possibly say that if you yourself quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying, that if you're going to make a pas for a chatzer, and pasay refers to, must refer to, pasim used for chatzer, meaning one per chatzer, of course, requires four. Don't try to tell me that it means four on either side, four tefachim on either side. You're going to try to tell me, but it doesn't say over here, you only need two. It says pasay. Maybe pasay means you have one on either side. So v'chitema arba amikan v'arba amikan. Maybe when I said that Rabbi Yochanan holds that you need a pas arba'a, it means from either side. Forget about it. Because v'atzoni rabada baravimi kameder Rabbi Chanina. We know the brayta that we've been building everything on, which rabada baravimi quoted in front of Rabbi Chanina. Some say it was in front of Rabbi Chanina by Papi, that the case of the chatzer haketanish and ifritz of the gedela was where the ketana is be'eser amot, the gedola is be'achadis amot. Which leaves us, last I heard, six can only be divided into two threes. You can't get two fours out of it. In which case, it wouldn't be kosher. Yeah, but that's the braita. If you need two pasin, and according to the oven, two pasin of four apiece, how could you have the chatzer gedola being only one amma bigger than the chatzer ketana? Isn't that the whole point of the braita? Is to say, don't think that you need more than that amma, but you do need that amma because you have three and three, and that was Rabbi Asi, and Rabbi Yochanan. Like, in the whole discussion we had before, so how can you possibly argue? I mean, if you hold Rabbi Yochanan and insist on having it on both sides, then you can't hold that Rabbi Yochanan holds you need four, because if you need four, then the braita no longer makes sense, unless it's on one side. But if it's on one side, then your other part of Rabbi Yochanan is wrong. So there's no way you're going to be able to make both of those statements. He saw like Rabbi Zera Miami. When Rabbi Zera came back from his vacation in Miami, Pirshah, basically he was showing me that Miami is the name of the city. So anyway, when Rabbi Zera came back from Miami, Pirshah, he explained there's no contradiction in Rabbi Yochanan. In fact, they're simply two different dinim. There is a din of Pasei Chatzer on one side, as long as it's Arba Atfachim. Or you could have Shtei Ruchot, in which case you could have Mashu Mikan and Mashu Mikan. Wait. What's the Mashu Mikan? I mean, Arba Baravimi, then Hada Baravimi said you need six, which means you need three on either side. He said you need Mashu? No, Hada Tani Hada Baravimi, Rebbe, the Savalik Rav Yossi. As we've already seen, there is a major machloket as to whether Lechi requires three Tvachim. Rebbe holds Pasei Chatzer, Lechi, if Pasei Chatzer requires three Tvachim, indeed they need to be on either side. Rav Yochanan certainly isn't arguing with the main point of the Braita, that it's certainly sufficient to have the Gedela Be'achad Esrei. And when he said you need four Tvachim, he meant if you want to be Matzah with one side, if you need. You don't have a pas arba'as, you can take two small lefties and put them on either side. Oh, if Yosef, I'm reviewed, I'm a Shmuel. Chatzer niteret v'pasechad. Forget about this two pasim. One pas would be fine. So is quoted Shmuel. Said Abayat Rav Yosef, how can you say that Shmuel said that? Me, I'm a Shmuel, I know that Shmuel told Reb Chananya Bar Shila, at lo tavid uvdela ol berov dofen ob shnei pasim. Don't ever act halacha l'maisa in a case of a chatzer ketana shenifritzo l'gedayla unless you've got most of the wall standing or you've got a pas on either side. Oh, Marlena, probably the correct gears over here is Analoyadana. So we had before. Look, don't come down on my back. Same exact lashon. As a matter of fact, it's the same thing. Uv the havi bedura de reuta. Same lashon we had before. There was a maisa in Shepherdtown where there was a lashon yam aniches lachatzer, and we have our pictures. And this must be dramatic. A little bit of the adjacent lake actually broke into the chatzer, broke through the chatzer. Okay, this is picture 95. They make it an awfully big break, but there you go. So the yam just broke into the chatzer, basically, and there's a case of requiring something And what happened was it interviewed a, and he said a pasach ad is fine. So I don't know. I mean, clearly he was passing like Shmuel, and he said that that's okay. Oh my lady, what does that prove? Loshin yam kamre kalu shikil chachamim b'mayim. We know that there are kulas, as we'll see later on, that have to do with the way in which you handle a matzitz to be matter of water.
Like passing the rolls or beyond?
No, beyond. So for instance, kedaboy minei Rabbi Tabla mirav mechitzat luya maushetatir bechur. How about when the bottom of a wall collapsed? You left only with the upper part of the wall. Will that wall be matter carrying? Say, no, which this thing often happens. Or Marlo, so he told him, no, in mechitzach luya matert el abamayim. Kal hu sheikelo chachamim abamayim. It's rather difficult to build a mechitzah on the bottom of the ocean, but you can have a mechitzah luya, and that's fine. It's as if there's a mechitzah there. But in any event, don't bring me a rifle there. But we're left this here in Shmuel. When Shmuel said, look, don't do anything unless you got roved open or two passing. And then Rabbi Yosef was quoting Shmuel as saying, again, the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was the one who was passing the Dara de Ruta. That Shmuel says it's enough to have the pass effort. The Yosef of Papa, when Rapop and Ravunabred Yeshua came back from the Beit HaMidrash, they were mefarish. It's very simple. Same way that we said before. There's a difference, according to Rabbi Yochanan, between a pas and ruach achat and shnei lechayayin, which could be mashu. That's exactly what Shmuel was saying. Mi ruach achat, fine, you can be mati mi ruach achat, but it would require arba'a, which is already a significant wall, not simply a lechi. Mi shtei ruchot, then fine, that's what he's saying. Mi shtei ruchot, you require a lechi mikan mikan, so don't be matir. Nin mashu lekan, umashu lekan. Said Rapop, I mean, that's the explanation. But I mean, the truth is, I still have a problem. Because actually, what bothers me about this whole story is that Shmuel is quoted here as telling Rabbi Chananya Bar Shila that Atlatavid Uvdela Barov Dofen Obishnei Pasim. Now, why in the world would you ever need Rov Dofen if I'm correctly saying that Mitzad Echad Pasarba is enough? Why should he tell me Rov Dofen? You know, it's fine. If you got 50 feet, it's fine. I mean, all you need is 12 inches. What's he telling him that? If it's true that Shmuel was Matur Mitzad Echad. So why would you possibly need Rov Dofen? Why should you even say such a thing? It's crazy. That's a problem. Now, maybe you'll tie that Rov Dofen is referring to a Dofen of Shiva. In which case, why should he mention 4? You don't even need 4. Since the whole Dofen was 7, so I'm not going to tell you you need 4. You can get along with 3.5, more than 3.5. So over there, if you have 4, you have Rov Dofen. So what's by saying 4? And there, in fact, so Lama Li Arba'ah, then why would he say in that case that you need an Arba'ah, because Shoshu Mashu would be Sagi. As long as you had more than 3, you see, you wouldn't even need. Because Rav Achli and Itam Rav Yechiel said that if you only have less than Arba'ah, then you don't need anything. If it was Shiva, then you don't need Rov Dofen of 4 or even Rov Dofen of 3.5. Because the moment you get it below 4, then you've already no longer need any tikkun. Because we said less than 4 doesn't require a lechi or a korach. So I don't understand what the case is. Why was he telling him, you don't need either. You don't need Rov Dofen. You don't need Arba'ah. You don't need a lechi. So what did he mean? So Ibrahim Seima, you know what? There's an afkamina. Because, I mean, what he was talking about was a heter mavui. He said heter mavui, if you get it below 4, then you don't need anything. But remember, mavui is a very special geometric construct. It has to be or pro yetzer mirachbo. So over there, fine. Maybe that's where we said that arba'ah. But kan b'chatzer and kan b'mavui. When it comes to a chatzer, perhaps indeed you need to have less than 3 before it would be considered to be satum. And therefore, he would still need rov dofen. That's one possibility. Well, you know what? Could be that not everybody agrees with this Rav Achli about Ad Arba'ah. There may be a machloket about whether indeed even 4 requires, and we'll see indeed that that's the case. Rav Achli Gufa is a machloket. Tan Rabbanan, Loshin Yam, Anichnas Lachatzer, Ein Memalan Emenu B'Shabbat, Ela Im Ken Yesh Lo Mechitza Gvoah Asarat Tfachim. Now, in that case that we had before, where the Yam breaks into the Chatzer, even though we spoke about what could be done in order to carry in the Chatzer, that doesn't necessarily mean you can take the water out of the Yam and bring it into the chatzer. In order to do that, you would actually need a mechitza, a full mechitza, 10 tefachim, and then they would be considered to be inside of the chatzer. This is dafka when it's a real pirtzah, meaning it's beyond a petach. So you couldn't see it as a petach, and therefore it's now a chatzer that is completely open, so to speak, into a karmelit. You're not going to allow carrying from the karmelit. The yam is going to have a karmelit into a chatzer, which is shusayot. Aval asara, once it's 10 amot, it should say eser. Once it's 10 amot, or less, of course, ain't sarich klum. Now, the mashma'ut here is that the whole problem of requiring this wall is in order to be mimaleh. You're saying mimaleh to fill up your bucket from this water that broke into the chatzer, so that you can't do unless you've got an asara. So with the lo mimaleh. Hom tiltule metatalina. The implications are that there'd be no problem of tiltul in this chotzer whatsoever. But why is that? Rashi learns bimloa is lav dafka, and it means as long as it's more than 10 amot, that's called bimloa, and it's a true break, not a peta. But a chotzer that has been broken open into a rishut yachid or into a karmeli should become asur without there being any type of tikkun of pasim. And you're saying there's nothing mentioned here, just this wall of asarat makim, which is only for tzarech milui, but without that, seems to be okay the way it is. It's talking about of an assembler. Itle gidude means not like Rashi. We thought bimloa meant literally bimloa. Itle gidude means there's pieces left on either side, and those are the gidude, in which case we're being matir a petach of more than asara with the pase chotzer. Right. Now, of course, Rashi and Shon don't agree with that. We're talking all along about a petach of asara. Okay, so therefore Rashi learns itle gidude means the underlying part of the wall that is currently underwater. Water still exists. It's just covered with water.
You can't see it.
So that's fine. In other words, the fact is that vis-a-vis the chotzer, there's a wall here. But in order to be mimalei, I need to be able to have a mechitza that is nicker to break the. How do they show that, by the way? How do they show a wall under the water? They don't.
Number 98.
Huh?
98.
Ah, there you go. Look at that. There's that shadowy wall. Very mysterious.
Very nice. The shadow in the picture.
Yes, that shadowy wall underneath the water well. Huh? What do you mean? Take your computer with you. But you take a computer, it shows you a little shadow. Or you can have a sonar kit.
The water's green here.
No problem. What do they got? What do they do over here? All right. They have a little bit more difficulty in imagining, huh? Yes. It is. It might be.
And that's still
we'll see later on whether a wall underwater is good enough to be master. Obviously, if Rashi is learning the kidude over here is kidude asora, then that asora is kosher only for carrying in the putzer. But those kidude don't count because it's more than asora. Right. Okay. There are many, many other pirushim, and the most interesting one is, and Tosis brings quite a few himself, but the most interesting one that Tosis brings is the Ribbon, who learns that it's talking about the Tefillah that took place on Shabbat. And therefore, this is a very interesting thing, Shabbat Kivan de Hutra was Mutarat. Once we define this as a place, when Shabbos came in, it's okay to define the Chatzit this way, and we continue to rely on it. But we certainly can't say that for Tiltur from the Mayim, because it wasn't there at the time. That period said, okay, that is built on many, many assumptions. A lot of the other Pirushim are built on elements that we haven't really seen yet. So I think as we go, we're going to get into cases of water problems. As I said, this is built on a lot of assumptions about the Nechotz. It's not the same as the idea of Surah Petach, you mean the Exer. Amar Rav Yehuda, Mavui shelo nishtatfu bo, shiro b'lechi. If you have a Mavui that no one was mishtatef in, but you put up a Lechi anyway, you just never got around to the Shiva, the Lechi creates a situation in which Hazorek v'tokho chayav. But if you were makshir this Mavui with a Korah, then Hazorek v'tokho patur. Now, what's the problem? I mean, obviously he's saying that a Korah does not have a din of a mechitza. A Lechi does have a din of a mechitza. And he requires four mechitzot, you're right. That's the given of what Rav Yehuda is saying. Otherwise, it makes no sense at all. If you say Shalosh mechitzot to the right, then we wouldn't even discuss Lechi or Korah, right? But what's problematic about what he's saying is that it should be totally irrelevant whether they were nishtatfu or lo nishtatfu. Because nishtatfu doesn't change a darn thing. The nishtatfu is just a question. There's no concept in the Oraita of the usage of various people. That's entirely a Drabonan issue. It's only when it comes to Rishut Rabim Lagavi Tuma, where over there the idea is Nistra by Sota. Obviously, it depends how many people are there. But when it comes to Shabbat, where the whole concept is Mechitza oriented, to throw in the question of whether there was an Eruv meaning a sheet of, in the sense of a piece of bread, is crazy. What would a piece of bread have to do with whether something would have a din of Rishut Rabim or Rishut Ayakim when it comes to the Oraita? It's a joke. So, Matkifla Rav Sheshes, what are you talking about? Time the lo nishtatfu, what has something to do with not having made a sheet of mivah? What nishtatfu bo? You're telling me, but if we had made our sheet of, then afilu yichshiro b'korah namichayev. Even if I had used the korah, which you don't hold as mishum mechitza, obviously, because you said you'd be potter. So, but if I made a shittur, then you would be fired. But the kikarzo, asalta rishutayachin, rishutarabim, what, a piece of bread defines rishutayachin, rishutarabim, how could you even bring up the issue? Vatanya, chetzei rocha rabim, umevaot she'inan mefulashim, bein irvu, bein lo irvu, azorek v'tochan chayav. The Braita clearly tells us that whatever defines a rishus, in terms of a chotzer, I don't care how many people are using the chotzer. You're talking about a mavui, it's not mefulash. I don't care how many people are using it, and they made an error, they didn't make an error. It is a full rishut hayachid. So therefore, there's something wrong with your quote. It's got to be like this. What Rav Yehuda must have said was as follows. Mavui she'eino ra'ui l'shituf. You started off with a mavui that wouldn't have taken a shituf if you tried. Why? Because it doesn't have a hechsher mavui. Before you could start talking about the shituf, you need to have either a lechi or a korah. So you have a mavui satum. It's not yet ra'ui l'shituf. Okay. Hikshiro v'lechi. The moment you put up a lechi there, you turn it into rishut hayachid. Why? Because you need arba mechitzot and a lechi is mishum mechitza. And therefore, hazorekot is Rav Yehuda's opinion. Hazorekot
tocho chaya. This is the first time we're calling this.
Yeah, but I mean, what he's doing is he's doing us really. I mean, we've been doing it all along. We've been careful, but he's doing the casual reader a great service by putting it this way, because it's really very confusing when you read this Masechta without the proper context. When you start hearing about Hechsher Mavui and Shittuf Mavui, and it all sort of merges into one kind of thing in your mind, and then you wonder, so what exactly is the din of the Shittuf? Is it the halacha? I mean, I know what that din is in terms of carrying in the body. But you never clarified to me the din about throwing into the mavui from outside. Actually, some did not, but we started dealing with that question.
Would music help?
What's the nafka mina? Would music help?
Yeah, it's a great context. It
would probably get him to stop coughing. I mean, it would calm him. We could try.
Winter stinks.
So therefore, we're using this language to make it clear. You start off with a mavui that you couldn't do a shituf anyway. Okay, what the first step is, what the beginning of the Masechta is talking about. How to turn the mavui into a shituf. Turn it into a rishut hayachid, you could do that with a lech. To turn it into a rishut hayachid, that would be a rishut hayachid de rabbanan. So we wouldn't have an issur of karmelit. Certainly not a rishut rabbi. There's no real problem carrying arba amot betocho. Did you write that? It's not a rishut rabbi. It's not a rishut hayachid. But the rabbanan asserted it, and they said, we'll give it a din of a karmelit to be mocked, but not to carry within it. You want to turn it into a rishut hayachid de rabbanan, that still won't be machayev you for zorek, unless, of course, you hold the only four mechitzot. Fine, okay, but if you hold you need four mechitzot, we can still turn it into a rishut hayachid vis-a-vis the halacha of carrying within it. Or, if we make a shituf, carrying even from the chatzer into it, which there was no issur d'oraita anyway in the first place, we created the issur, it could be matter the issur. But there were two elements in that issur, remember, we have to address both of them. And what he's doing is addressing them separately. The element of the usage is addressed if, assuming we satisfy the requirements to make it a rishus d'rabbanan of a rishus hayachid, at least d'rabbanan, then the elements of usage are addressed by the eruv. The creation of the rishus that is suitable to make the eruv in is a separate question. That can be done either, says Rabbi Yehuda, by turning it into a really 100% certified d'oraita rishut hayachid by making sure that you have arba mechitzot, or turning it at least into a non-karmelit d'rabbanan, so that it's the equivalent of a rishut hayachid by making it have four mechitzot d'rabbanan, so to speak, or a hecker d'rabbanan. Because in d'oraita terms, there's really only two rishuyot. Either you're in a rishut hayachid, or you're in a no place. And if you're in a no place, you should be able to do whatever you want. Karmel is the Rabbanan concept, which we take elements of a makom ptur that appear like a rishut hayachid and have aspects of usage that are like rishut rabim. And so we're machmen. Of course, karmelit is a very loose term, because sometimes we give a din of a karmelit to a true rishut hayachid. For instance, we have a karfaf she'en a mukaf l'dira. It has four mechitzot, but it's yoter mibeit zatayim. It's not built on next to a house. The Rabbanan said, be machmer on that as if it's a karmelit. The truth is, over there it's a rishut rabim de Rabbanan. That's why the word karmelit is a very dangerous term, because it refers to two completely different types of situations, some of which are makom tours, d'oraita, and some of which are actually makom rishut hayachid, d'oraita, and we're giving it a chumrah to treat it in elements as rishut rabim. And there's a lot of discussion about the potential damage that occurs from doing that kind of thing. As a matter of fact, it's nogea, this whole idea, because by turning the mavui, which is a rishut, this is one of the kashas that is asked on those shitas who hold it. We're trying to make the distinction between the mavli and the rishut rabbi, that according to which, if you're turning the mavli without the lechi and the korah into a rishut rabbi, and you're telling people don't carry in that mavli, isn't it more likely that they'll carry out of the mavli into rishut rabbi? Because they say, oh, the rabbanan, they said, you know what, carrying a mavli, I guess it's part of the rishut rabbi, so I might as well just just you know, I mean, I wouldn't carry four amot, obviously, but if I'm at the edge of the mavui, I'll put a piece out of it. What's the difference? Outside the mavui, inside the mavui. So there's a danger in creating a concept of a karmeli that something that's really reshut hayachid, right? Okay, so here, I mean, it would come into play the question whether arba makitzot is the diraita or shalosh makitzot the diraita, which would give us two completely different concepts of what we're doing in the mavui. Because if you only need arba makitzot to make a diraita, so then there really is no problem if you would carry diraita from the reshut rabbim into the mavui, because the mavui anyway is really a malkum p'tur. We're the ones who are creating the Israel. But if you're Sholesh Mephitis of the Uraita, you have to wonder about why we're not being the Kalkel, by making people believe that they need something else in order to have this be Rishut HaYachid, and therefore maybe come to be Makel in carrying from the Rishut Rabim into the Mavi. Okay, anyway, with that little introduction to what Rabbi Yehuda was trying to tell us, the Mavi Shana Roy L'Shituv, then it depends what you did. You went to be Machshu for a Shituv with a Lechi, then you turned it into a Rishut HaYachid the Uraita. And Hazorek Otofor Chayav. Mashem came if you were Makshir only with a Korek, Lili Yotze Korek Mishum Heter, and that doesn't change the configuration with your Aita, then in that case, Hazorek Otofor would still be Potter. And the Gemara makes the obvious observation that he must hold Alma Kasavar Lefi Mishum Mefitza. He must hold that a Lefi is a Korek Mefitza, therefore an Amavar Mefitza, and a Korek Mishum Heter. Vecheno Meraba, Lefi Mishum Mefitza, Korek Mishum Heter. Rava Amar, Echad Zeb Echad Zeb Mishum Heter. Rava says neither a Lefi or a Korek works is a mefitza diraita. Eitzei Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba l'Rava, you claim that it makes no difference to a diraita configuration having a lechi or a korah. What about the following case? Hazorek l'mavui, yeish lo lechi chayav, ein lo lechi patur. What are you going to do with that? Clearly, this braita is saying that if there's a lechi there, you're chayav because the lechi made it into a reshut hayachid. But without a lechi, you're patur because it's not a reshut hayachid. No, said Rabbi, you don't misunderstand what it's saying. Halki karma, not what it has, what it needs. Meaning, a zorek lemavui that requires a lechi. So, eno tzorech el a lechi. If all it needed was a lechi, then Hazorek Lutoko Chayav. Why? Because I hold that Shalosh Mechitzas is the Arise, obviously. So what do I need the Lechi for? If it would have been Hutar with a Lechi, then it already has three Mechitzas. If it wouldn't have been Hutar with a Lechi, why? Because it's open on the other end and it's Mifulash. So if it's Eno Nitter Elab Alechi with Avar Acher, you need Begitzrat HaPetak, or Tlatot, or whatever, depending who you hold, like Hananya, the Tanakama, Bechamai, Betilel. But if it needs something beyond a Lechi, then Hazorek Lutoko Patur, because it only has two Mechitzas. Huh? If it only has two Mechitzas, so then how can I even do that? So what it's saying is indeed against what Rav Yehuda said, yes, because Rav Yehuda was assuming that Arba Mechitzot Diraita. Here, it's assuming that Shalosh Mechitzot Diraita. And the way in which we refer again to Shalosh Mechitzot is to make it very clear the interrelationship of the Drabonan additions to what is Kayam. Now, that's what the whole point of the practice is. What would it need to turn it into a usable Lechi Drabonan? A usable Mavli Drabonan. If it needs more than a Lechi, it is currently not a Rishut HaYachid. If it doesn't need anything but a Lechi, it is currently a Rishut HaYachid Diraita. Very clear cut description of an immediate application of the idea of Shalosh Mechitzot. Eitzvei. Yetzer al kena, remember the famous case where Rabbi Yehuda was talking about a guy who owned a home that stretched over the street. The second story was over the street. You went in to the door on either side, and you used the house, which is quite common actually in the old city. You used the house in the area above the street. Now the question is, in order to carry between the two doors on either side, underneath, if you don't want to go all the way up and around. So the famous case was, Rabbi Yehuda said, it's fine. You can even do that because the piti kraya rei besotei. How about if you don't have a piece over, or it's not connected, so you don't have that roof, there's no piti kraya, what can you do? Yetra kenon Rabbi Yehuda, which we've discussed many times before. Even more than that, you've got two houses on either side of the Rishut HaYachid, Rishut HaRabim, you want to carry? Fine. Put up a lechi on either side, or a korah on either side. Either side meaning either side along the lane, on the same side of the street. You put it up at the beginning of your property, put up the other lechi at the end of your property, or the korah on the beginning of your property, the korah on the end of your property, and then carry in the two doors that are facing each other across the street. You carry between the lechis as it's demarcated. Well, the problem for us is that Rabbi Yehuda says, "Mishiyesh roshnei batim b'shnei tzidei reshut rabim, oseh lechi mikan v'lechi mikan, okora mikan v'kora mikan, v'nosei v'notein be'emtza." To which the Chachamim answered, of course, Amrulo, "Ein ma'arvim reshut harabim bekach." You cannot make an erev with such a thing, an Erev. You need to be able to be Ma'ariv. So that means that the Rabbanan who argue are only arguing because they're saying, look, because of the fact that it's been used by the Rabbim, You can't rely on such a thing. But if it wasn't, you'd say, suppose it was a Rishus Rabbim. Suppose it was a Mavli. It was an Ali. So that's fine. What do you mean that's fine? How could that be fine? I thought you said that Shalosh Mechitzas then would be the right one. So obviously, that's not true. I mean, over here, you have only two Mechitzas. A house on either side is two Mechitzas on the street. So how do you explain that? Answers the Gemara, that's because Hasam Kasav Rabbi Yerushalayim Mechitzot Diyoraita. All we're saying is like this. If you hold two Mechitzot Diyoraita, so then that means that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could do what we would do, holding Shalosh Mechitzot Diyoraita, for the side that requires the Tikkun, if you hold two Mechitzot Diyoraita. But would we do that in Rishon Rabbim? We do that not in a place where it's the movement of the Rabbim, we do it in a place where it's a Mavli is where we do it. But to say that even though I have a Diyoraita Mechitza, and it's a Rishon Yachid Diyoraita, it's sufficient to allow Tiltu Mirabona, which is in the middle of the main street, we never imagine here where there's the main movement of the Rabbim. That's all they were saying. But if Lamaisi or Cholish Bechitz of Yoraita, so then there's nothing to discuss even in a moment in such a situation, obviously. So we have three Shitot so far. We have our opening Shita of Rav Yehuda, not to be confused, of course, with the Tanya here, of Rav Yehuda. No connection between the two, of course. And therefore, Rav Yehuda holds the Shinin Arba Mechitz of Yoraita. According to him, this would be a Rishut Hayot, a Rishut Rabbim Gomor, with the two Mechitzot on either side. We have Rava, who said over here, Shalosh Mechitzot or Diyoraita, and therefore he says all that's important is whether it needs more than a lechi. It needs more than a lechi. It obviously doesn't have Shalosh Mechitzot. And then we have Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that even two Mechitzot or Diyoraita. Once the Mavli changes its configuration to be a square, or perhaps even a rectangle, that was my quote to Rashi and Tosfos, at that point it's not Nitar B'Lechi Mashu. You can no longer use a Lechi to be Matir at that, because it's no longer a Mavli. Nor could you be moderate with a korah. Omer Rabbi Zera, indeed, how a perfectly proportioned part of the pun are the words of these elders. Because, look, it's very simple. It's not a mavli. That's the point. On the other hand, Omer Rabbi Zera, Ikashali, Hakanah, the word Arba'ah is very confusing. There are some Girsaot that leave out the word Arba'ah here for a very obvious reason, because of the next words. Amar Rabbi Zera, Ikashali, Hakashali. What I'm bothered about is what is the technical difference between a lechi and a pas? I don't get it. If you're telling me that a chotzer needs a pas, and a mavli needs a lechi, so that's, you may want to call it something, so if you like to put on a new label, a year by double pas. Until now, you were a lechi. From this day on, you're a pas. So, why aren't you being matured with this lechi? Now, obviously, if it's a pas arba'ah, the answer is clear. A pas requires four, and a lechi is a mashu. I mean, what do you even ask? So, clearly, the word arba'ah was not present in his mind, so it couldn't have been said originally by him in a detail of a pas arba'ah. Says Tosis, look, I mean, doesn't mean you have to change the girsa. Because sometimes the Gemara will put in a girsa based on what is going to work out at the end. Doesn't mean that he said it that way, lechatchila, after we explained it, but it's clear if you leave out the word arba'ah. Amar Rabbi Zera, why can't the lechi be a pas? What he was missing, the information he was missing, was that when it comes to pasei chatzer, if you can use it only on one side, they have to be four tachim. Omer of Nachman Naktinan, we have a Kabbalah in which we're knowing always that ezel mavoi shnitar b'lechi v'korah only, and we've had this a number of times, kol she'or kol yeter al rochbo, first of all, it has to be longer than it's wide, and it requires batim v'chatzerot p'tuchim l'tocho. It has to have houses opening up into chatzerot, which in turn open up into the mavui. That defines the nature of a mavui. So in other words, you need two chatzerot, each of which has two houses opening into the chatzer, so that they are defined as chatzerot. The ezoni chatzer she'enani teret b'lechi v'kora. What defines a chatzer that will not take a lechi v'kora heter? Ela b'pas arba'ah, but requires pas arba'ah. Kol shemiru ba'ah. Only if it's square. What do you mean, only if it's square? Mirubat ina gulolova, we got something against circles. Hachi ka'amar, all we're saying is, circles are actually perfect squares. Because, I mean, you don't have any radius that's going to be different than any other. So it's the best square in the world, right? So all we're saying is, i'arka yetra rochba. Then, havelei mavu. Umavi beleki vikorasagi. If it's got the same width as length, okay? I mean, a greater length than width, okay? Then it's a mavu. A mavu can take a leki vikorasagi. But if not, at that point it becomes a chatzer. The comma. So when you say that the orech has to be greater in order to become a mavui and to make it now niter balechi v'kora, explain please what proportion of length to width you mean. Shmuel took it to mean adi ika pishnayim barachva, that it needs to be recognized. No, it's double in length than it is in the width. Omer le rav, ochi omer chavivi, no, I was mekabel from Rabbi Chia, my uncle, afilu mashu, even if it's somewhat longer than wider, it's yotzi mitaras chatzar, Nichlens l'toras mavui, and we're just beginning to get the sense of what this is all about. I mean, on the surface, it doesn't seem to make all that much sense. Because, I mean, a mavui, in being shaped like that, is shaped more like a street. It's similar to Rishut HaRabim, and if the point is to distinguish between Rishut HaRabim, then you ought to require a greater hefker than a chatzar, which is not shaped like Rishut HaRabim, and therefore we shouldn't require such a dramatic hefker of two pasim, or of a pasim, our behalf. So now that the picture is becoming clearer, we're going to have some conceptual difficulty to justify why this should be. So stay tuned.